Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hello, my name's Nigel Jones and I'm Sales and Marketing Director at Practice Plan, and welcome to today's podcast, where we're going to be looking at the issue of the digital world that's emerging within healthcare and in particular within dentistry. So the title is Digital Revolution is Coming, is Dentistry Ready? And to explore this topic, I'm joined by Yasmin Allen, who's from the Digital Urgent and Emergency Care team, who's working on digital developments within dentistry. Welcome, Yasmin.
Hello.
I wonder if you could just introduce yourself for our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a dentist by background. I do very little clinical dentistry now, only a little bit of urgent care, but mostly working in project management, in developing innovation in dentistry, and particularly around digital innovation in dentistry. That's really my area that I'm really interested and excited in. And also, I really like to share what's happening with the wider dental profession as well.
So you mentioned then that you're really excited by sort of developments within digital dentistry. What sort of things are getting you excited?
Well, there's a whole range of things. So especially at the showcase, there's a lot of clinical innovation that's been showcased during the conference. But there's so many other parts of digital innovation in dentistry that is either happening or is going to happen very soon on the horizon. So some examples of that include direct booking. So essentially where we have a really efficient method of communication between, for example, services like NHS 111 and urgent care providers. So there's no emails going across, there's no phone calls, and believe it or not, we still actually have faxes used in the NHS, in healthcare, so we really want to make sure that they are eradicated because they're not safe and effective. But actually it goes to other things as well, such as AI, so artificial intelligence, and pooling data, the vast data resources that we have in dentistry. Think about how much data that you collect in your practice, in your day-to-day practice. How great would it be if we could analyse that data effectively and we could look at disease prediction models? You could say if a patient came in for root canal treatment, for example, on a lower molar, you could give them an accurate prognosis of for that tooth, that specific patient, based on the data that you've inputted into the system quickly, easily and effectively. So it's about making our lives easier as dentists as well.
So that sounds really interesting then. So it becomes a massive research project then, where you've got loads of data coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so how would you see that potentially being applied at a general practice level?
So in general practice, I used the example about, for example, if a patient comes in and they've got pain from a tooth and you decide that they need to have root canal treatment, for example. Now you can look at the location, the duration of the pain and symptoms, whether they've had any previous treatment, and that all of that information can get pulled together. But rather than you analysing that yourself as a dentist, which we don't have the capacity to do so, that AI assisted systems can actually do that for you, and you can actually give tailored personalized advice to each different patient about the prognosis for that tooth. Also, all of the information that you gather from your patients on a routine basis for your routine checkups, you can actually use that to predict patterns of disease as well. So before you even think about there might be a problem, before the patient's problem manifests as pain, you could actually use the data that you're already collecting to be able to predict that. And another thing that also is being used currently at the moment in other parts of the healthcare system and worldwide is analysis of imaging. So our dental x-rays could also be analysed using different systems to identify things that we actually can't see with the human eye.
Wow. And where are we at in terms of, because of the average practice at the moment, this is a world away from what they're doing. So
yeah.
What sort of timescales, what stage have we got to with this?
That's a very good question. So I work in project management in digital urgent and emergency care, and I think that a lot of the functionality exists around technological innovation, but it's the politics, it's the getting people on board, it's the workforce development, it's getting people prepared, ready to embrace and adopt that change, and also to address those challenges and barriers that we all have to kind of digital innovation and technology. And they're rightly so, a lot of the challenges, but we need to address that before we go full scale ahead and say, right, we're going to do all of this innovation straight away. But to answer specifically your question, timescales is a very hard one to answer. I don't think I can say that with any degree of certainty, but what I can say is that it is something that's been worked on at the moment, in the NHS and also worldwide as well. So it is something that is starting to be developed.
Could you elaborate a little bit on the challenges and barriers as you see them then?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there's quite a few challenges. So, you know, recently there's been this banking scandal about, you know, people who use online banking. So safety and security is something that is really at the forefront of not only dental professionals' minds, but also patients as well. They have a right and they want to know that their information is kept safe and securely, especially when it's relating to their medical and dental records. So we need to make sure that that's communicated well to the patient, how it's stored, you know, that it's stored safely. But I don't think we can ever remove all of the security issues, but there's always going to be an issue with security, because they're just as the clever people are developing it, there's also cleverer people who are trying to to kind of hack into that information. But I think all we need to do is make sure that we're as safe as secure as possibly can be, and to make sure that it's not something that we hide away or brush under the carpet, except that it is a problem. But the benefits of using digital innovation and technology vastly outweigh, I believe, the barriers to kind of safety and security.
So I think what you were describing there was a lot of patient, the general public attitudes to sharing their data, and particularly sensitive stuff like healthcare related information. What about the profession? How willing do you think the dental profession is to embrace this kind of a change?
I think that it varies. I think that a lot of change has been forced upon a lot of healthcare professionals, not only dentists, but medics and nurses who work in hospitals. And the way that that change has been done, so to speak, it really doesn't bring people along with that. And I think that there's, when that happens, when a change is forced upon people, they don't want to get involved in it. And also, any IT solution that's forced upon somebody doesn't really involve clinical input to make that as best as it can be. So I think clinical involvement from the start, from dental professionals, to say something that's going right, something that's going wrong, to say this is the problems that we need to be addressed by digital technology, that engagement from a very early stage is incredibly important, because otherwise what's going to happen is we're going to have solutions that are not necessarily tailored to what we need as dental professionals.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that getting that early buy-in, and you can only get that through involvement, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Do you see, I mean, I can see as you're talking just how excited and passionate you are about this, which is brilliant to see. Obviously, the NHS is under a lot of pressure at the moment. Do you see the digital revolution as potentially helping with the sustainability of the NHS?
It's probably one of the biggest areas that biggest areas of development that we have that could actually solve a lot of the problems that we have in the NHS, because resources, efficiency, money, obviously you can't stay away from that. That is one major issue in the NHS in the face of unprecedented demand, especially in dentistry. So digital innovation, making things more effective, quicker, making communication easier. How many times have you tried to get notes from a patient who's been to see another dentist, and then it's a whole process you have to go through. Referrals is another thing. All of these processes that could actually easily be solved in the next couple of years that we waste a lot of time doing as dentists, that there are solutions out there. So I think it's something that we really need to embrace as dentists and dental professionals, and it's something that could really save a lot of money and time as well.
Yeah. And you've touched a few times on communication benefits that come with a digital world. Is there a role for public health messaging through the digital world? I was just sort of thinking about the communication with patients and how we reach what could be as much as half the population that don't go to the dentist regularly. Is there a role for digital comms within that?
Absolutely, and there's a number of things that are happening at the moment. So, for example, you might have heard in the news about there's predictive tools that can look at what people are posting on social media, and that can actually predict areas of disease outbreak. So we could actually apply something like that similar to dentistry, where there's areas of need, so to predict where, you know, the crisis like in the early 2000s where people were queuing around the block, to predict that before it actually happens and it's on the front page of the news, just by what people are posting on social media. People post everything on these days.
Yeah.
We could really reap that data and reap the rewards of that, the richness of that data. Another area where that could really work is doing really accurate needs assessments from a public health perspective. So I talked about disease prediction models and the use of AI. That could also be used really effectively for calculating need for dental services, because traditionally what we do when we're calculating need is we look at the current service need. And what you just pointed out is that half the population don't go to the dentist. How do we find out information about those people so that when we're commissioning services, we do it really effectively and we're commissioning for the whole population, not just those who have used or are using services?
I think it's fascinating, I think, the potential here. And it seems to me that actually some of this has been around for a while, but it does take a while to come to fruition. And I think you're talking about the politics of it. I guess that's a really key thing with this, because you could be completely reinventing how we approach healthcare and dentistry using digital means.
Yeah, I think it's quite frustrating sometimes, but I think that the politics in dentistry and in healthcare, but it's something that is present in every single, you know, workplace, organisation, something that we're never going to be able to get away from, but it is something that we need to recognise early on, that finding the right people to be able to promote digital innovation, getting the right people on board, and, you know, as I said, communicating and engaging effectively with the profession so that we're doing it as a group, as a whole, rather than digital innovation in isolation to the dental workforce.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. That's been absolutely fascinating talking to you, Yasmin. I really appreciate you giving your time for us.
Thank you.